Oh, flipping window cleaner. I thought Mary had sacked him. We can't afford window cleaners. Oh, I'll have to let him go.
Thanks, old warrior. That'll be eight.
8 windows? That you manage the lot?
£8, chieftain.
£8? £8 for washing windows?
It's a skill, Blue. I get in the corners, I wipe them with a chamois, I leave them gleaming. Through the week I did a bloke's glass door so well he walked into it. 15 stitches.
Yeah, but £8.
I had to buy my own ladders and buckets, Flower. Outlay, buddy. Chamois wear out. Anyway, the big detached on phone before the £10.
I'm in the wrong job.
What do you do, champ?
Well, no, at the moment, actually. Used to run my own rhubarb business. Jepson's shut, gone. On my bloody pancrack at the moment, till something turns up.
Same as me, Captain. I was at the budgie cage place till they outsourced to New Zealand. Mm. Let me go.
Oh, like a balloon.
I floated off, pal. I sat about for a bit. Good morning, loose women. Diagnosis murder, oh. Countdown, ready, steady, cook. Till the wife came in and we started arguing again. Pots, pans, cups, saucers flying about like notes.
Right.
It couldn't go on. So the old lass sold some book tokens to Uncle Ted and got me the ladders and the bucket and the chamois. And now every night's honeymoon in Blackpool, because I'm out all day.
You're busy then?
They call it the Leeds effect, Billy. Folks who can't afford to live there move down here for a quick commute. Big houses with big, big windows.
Ooh.
£8, me best boy, then I can move on to the next expanse of glass.
Yeah, don't spend it all at once.
Hey, and you know what, best thing?
You don't have to watch Diagnosis Murder. You're out in the sun all day.
I still sign on. Between me and you and a stiff brush, is still get the benefits.
And the £8. And the £10. Result, maestro! Results!
Ah, the rhubarb's cracking, Frank.
Something's growing, isn't it?
I can hear something growing in the dark.
What is it, Frank? What's growing?
Smell it. It smells like ambition to me. Ambition held back too long. Ambition stirring like a little sparrow inching across the floor of a shed. But then...
I, Idris Matthews, being the returning officer for this constituency... declare that the total number of votes given to each candidate was as follows.
It was the early hours of May the 31st, 1929. There'd been a general election the previous day.
Berlin Brace, Conservative and Unionist Party, 4,287 votes. William Griffiths, Liberal Party, 8,924 votes. And Iron Bevan, Labour Party, 27,088 votes.
The return of an almost forgotten feeling.
I therefore declare an Iron Bevan duly elected as Member of Parliament for this constituency.
Now then, Jack.
Scobie. How's Ruby?
Lungs on it.
Fog on.
Aye. Text after her mother.
How is she?
Doctors gave some pills. It's booked her up a bit. Your Ellen give her a knitting pattern. She's on with that now. My arms ache to bugger it. If it's not shopping, it's holding up skeins of wool for her to ball up.
Busy man.
Aye.
Not seen you about.
No, well...
Nothing's been said.
You think I'm keeping out way for that?
I just wanted to say... I've known you too long for this to let...
I don't see how we can get round this one, Jack.
No.
I heard about Colin.
Aye.
I should have left things alone.
Eh?
He fell for talent scout and I had the heart to tell him it was just a joke. He thought he were on his way. Sandra did too. It were my fault, Jack.
It were nobody's fault. Don't be daft.
No. How's Ellen?
Don't know. I've been stopping at Walt's. Thought I might see her down here.
Aye. I just thought I'd slip out for half an hour.
See, they managed to get a replacement.
Oh, aye.
Group of lads from Barnsley. Drums and electric guitar.
Suit our Pamela, then. We had a good one last year, didn't we?
We did.